Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
New online safety rules, which I mentioned, came into force today, and they'll require video sharing platforms to have effective age verification systems in place. Social media sites like Instagram and Facebook, TikTok and X will be legally obliged to protect users from harmful content under the new online safety code. The new safety rules cover content such as cyberbullying, the promotion of self-harm or suicide or eating disorders or dangerous challenges, as well as pornography and violence, all of which we've discussed here over the past few months. But does it go far enough is the question that I'm asking today. I'm joined on the line by Owen Cleary, who's assistant principal at Temple Carrick Secondary School and a member of the newly established Online Health Task Force, and also by Fiona Jennings, who's head of policy and public affairs at the ISPCC. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, Owen, first of all. I know you've been campaigning about this for a long time. What do you make of the new rules?
I suppose what's really important to say is that we've known that these are coming since October 2024. So it's not really new news in that regard, but I suppose that they've come into effect today, or they're meant to come into effect today.
It is for many of us looking at them for the first time, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. But I suppose it's really important to say, just to I've had so many parents come on to me to say, saying, look at this, isn't this brilliant? This is what we've been asking for.
But you and the know have been onto it for a while.
We really need to be clear, so that just parents are also clear about what is actually changing for children from today. And the answer is nothing. Mm-hmm. So like, the legislation, first of all, only covers a very, very small number of online services that are headquartered in Ireland. It doesn't include any porn providers or gaming platforms, many of which our young people are accessing. For example, Reddit and X are named on it. But as soon as Reddit found out that they were going to be covered by it, they just moved to Holland. And X are currently in the courts trying to make sure that it doesn't apply to them.
Okay.
I suppose the legislation is one thing, but how it's going to be implemented is a totally different story.
So I'm detecting from you, Owen, that this is not enough, quite simply.
Absolutely not enough. And just on the age verification piece, Cormac, because the media has gotten this wrong, age verification is not required. It's age assurance that is required. And that might seem like a big difference to a lot of people, but it is an absolutely vital difference when it comes to me or a child assuring a social media company that they're of a certain age.
Explain and verifying that to me. That What's the difference age? Between age verification and age assurance?
Well, so for age verification to apply, a social media company would have to show that they've verified through documentation, through national documentation, that they are of a certain age. But age assurance is just the child assuring the social media company, either through a test that sees whether they're capable of certain that the social media company has decided will be enough. And the other thing, just on that as well, that it's the social media companies that get to decide what that process is. And so it's up to the social media companies to determine, well, what kind of age assurance do we think is effective enough to protect the users on our site?
So, okay, you don't seem impressed to me at all, I must say. Fiona Jennings, Head of Policy and Public Affairs at the ISPCC, are you impressed?
Well, I suppose, first of all, it is a step in the right direction, and that needs to be acknowledged. You know, we've come a long way in terms of having the alternative, which has been absolutely nothing at all. And it will take time to bed down. But I suppose, do we have the time? That's the question. In terms of the work that we do in this particular space, you know, we work closely with TU Dublin. They've produced two research papers recently, one around age verification and age assurance, and that there is a difference in the terminology there. But that showed us that within the spectrum of age verification, age assurance measures and standards that any of these platforms can operate on, the ones that are subject to this particular code are actually operating at the lowest available level there. So that in itself tells a lot that, you know, they're not doing a huge amount or anything at all in order in terms of progressing best practice in terms of age assurance. Mm-hmm. Also as well, in terms of the content, and this covers content as well that's served up to children and young people. And not in a separate research paper, TU Dublin found that, you know, in fact, accounts of younger children, so under 13, that they were actually, or the 13-year age group, that they were actually served up more harmful content more frequently and quickly than those assigned to the age 18 group. So whilst it is a step in the right direction, I think the implementation of it, the monitoring of it, and just what exactly will be acceptable to Cumasún na mBan, I think they're the more pertinent questions in it.
So is this being seen then as a baseline, I wonder, Owen, from which we can build? Or is it simply that the tech companies, the social media companies have won?
No, I mean, no, if they'd won, we'd give up. No, they haven't won. But we have to really understand that, you know, they are not interested in our children's welfare whatsoever. Their bottom line is their profit, and they're going to do everything they can, you know, to limit the impact of this on their profit margin. I mean, we know they've had 9 months to get ready. The reason that this didn't come into force last October was to give them 9 months to get ready so that from today they could have all of this up and running. But we know that in the last 9 months, because of what's been happening politically in the US, that they've actually laid off over 40,000 of their content moderators. So, like, there's what we're requiring on the ground and what's happening in reality. And I just want parents to be really, really clear that this isn't the start of a safe online space for young people. It's the start of a really difficult fight for our regulator in trying to hold certain social media companies who are headquartered in Ireland, you know, slightly more to account, and the regulator needs to be given all of the resources and powers that it possibly needs to be able to do that.
And you say this only targets those tech companies with a HQ in Ireland, but I just wonder if Reddit, you know, looked at this and they said, we're off to Holland, is there a risk here for Ireland that we could lose a lot of jobs if we pursue this? As perverse as this question is, I know, but if we pursue safety regulations too hard here, could they say, we're out of here?
No, I don't think so. They're obliged to have legal representation in the European Union, and because of the Digital Services Act, these rules are going to be coming in across the EU. It's, I suppose, Reddit is just buying itself time and seeing how these things play out. The other thing that's going to happen, like X is currently doing, and X, by the way, I heard you talking about it with Alex Cooney the other day, mm-hmm. who've just provided this AI girlfriend who can provide sexually explicit content to anybody of any age. You know, they're taking them to court, and all the other companies are going to see how these play out in the courts, what they're actually required to do, whether the law stands up, and they have the resources to do that. So like I said, it's the start of a fight. It's a great that we're starting, but we need to be honest about the reality of it, and children are still no longer safe.
But how it's done then, Fiona, is the question. I remember talking to the e-safety commissioner in Australia about this as well, and age verification in particular, and I think they're looking at face scanning for age verification there. But this is really complex stuff, and it's difficult to do, is it not? Do you admit that?
It is complex, but I think, you know, we have to, the initiative absolutely has to be there, and there is the impetus for this now. In terms of the options that are there available, like, we have to be really clear as well. The role of the regulator is to regulate. It is not up to them to be prescriptive in terms of how a technology company assesses, you know, the age of somebody on their platforms. But that is the direction of travel. And I think, you know, to speak to Owen's point as well, you know, all the campaigners on this will be really monitoring, I suppose, Cumasún na mBan in terms of just what do they determine to be acceptable and not acceptable. It is complex, but it does require, I suppose, people coming together and to look for solutions. Of course, platforms don't want to put it in. You know, they require the more people and the more eyes that they have on their platform, the more data they're generating, the more that they're able to sell, the more ad revenue they're able to make for their shareholders. So it's absolutely not in their interest to do this.
Okay. Well, I must say, I'm taken aback at how you view this. I mean, we know the new safety rules, as I mentioned at the very start, that this covers cyberbullying and the promotion of self-harm, suicide, eating disorders, dangerous challenges that can be that can go viral as well, pornography and violence. And what you're telling me is that the safety code, the safety rules we have at the moment as a start-off, that they're not strong enough to protect our teens as is. Let's see what people think to 51551. But for the moment, Owen Cleary, who's assistant principal at Temple Carrick Secondary School and member of the newly established Online Health Task Force, and Fiona Jennings, who's head of policy and public affairs at the ISPCC. Thank you both very much indeed.